what to do. Now you know this is the end.
Yes, man. And welcome back. That is Fad Gadget. That song is called Back to Nature, as some of you older listeners may know. Oh, I don't want to say older listeners, then you'll feel old. I mean, some of you veteran listeners, veteran music fans out there may know that is Fad Gadget off of a new retrospective on Fad Gadget, which just came out. It's called Retrospective and Sound Division, and it's called Frank Tovey by Fad Gadget by Frank Tovey. And it's sort of, I'm not really sure. It's called Fad Gadget by Frank Tovey. But in the cover art, it sort of goes in a loop. And so you can read it forever and ever. But it's pretty good. Thank you so much for donating during the fun drive. And I promise I will talk very little today. In fact, you're not even going to get full track listings because I'm going to be talking so little today. Just a little thank you guys for playing or for donating music, money to our music, and don't forget to come on down and pick up your prizes and stuff. And yeah, I was going to originally follow that up with a Circle Square track, but I couldn't get it to work on the internet just yet. So instead, I'm going to follow it up with an I'm a Robot track called Happy Annie, which is also pretty good.
Happy Annie wakes up scared. It's such a big day, she's unprepared. She's wanted this since she was a girl, more than anything in the whole wide world. Go get your mom's white wedding dress and play bride with the family pets. In her bedroom bells are ringing, oh, she imagined everyone singing, but she never thought this way. So much pain, she can't break free from the chain. She's thinking about what she never did. She won't adventure, but she loves her kids. Love with a man has slowly died. Don't talk about it, she preferred to lie. In her bedroom, bells were ringing. Oh, she imagines everyone singing. Wake up, Tommy, can you see the pain that you caused inside? Look at Mommy as she finds a place for her love to hide. Boys who trap animals are animals themselves. So set her free, man, you will see. We'll be right back.
Well, that is so disappointing. I have to come in and talk to you already just because that song did not download properly. I'm going to try and get that song to work later today, but right now I'm going to put on a song by Holy Smokes, and this song is called Too Many Wives, All You Need Is Blood.
dealers. Let your boyfriend deal with the dealers. It only gets inconvenient when you wanna get high alone. You don't have to know how to get home. Let your boyfriend tell the driver the best way to go. It only gets kinda weird when you wanna go home alone. You don't have to know the inspiring people. Let your boyfriend know the inspiring people. You can hang in the kitchen, talk about the stars in the upcoming sequel. With the dealers, let your boyfriend deal with the dealers. It only gets inconvenient when you wanna get high alone. You don't have to go to the right kind of schools. Let your boyfriend come from the right kind of schools. You can wear his old sweatshirt. You can cover yourself like a bruise. And if you get tired of your boyfriend's things, it's always on the boys. It's always on the boyfriend. We'll be right back.
to think when this crew gets broken. These pins and bobbins, heartbeats and hand claps, and your bed friends.
Finally got it working. That was Circle Square. If you're interested in more about Circle Square, you can visit their website at www.circlesquare.ca. They also have that video, so you can watch the video that I just played the song from. Before that was the Hold Steady Boys and Girls in America off of off of Boys and Girls in America, and that's called You Can Make Them Like You, and most of the songs are sort of in that vein. Songs about people who live in small town USA or Canada, they're not that different, and their lives sort of suck, and that's what the Hold Steady writes about. Cobra Starship, before that The Kids Are All Effed Up. That was not me self-censoring, that was them self-censoring. More music. So I saw this band, or a band that has this guy in it, on the weekend, and they're pretty good, and they're probably one of the best live bands I've seen. Nardwuar conjures the spirits of punk rock and channels them into himself. Also, he channeled Alex Kapranos up on stage to sing Take Me Out at the Mint Christmas Party, which was pretty awesome, Alex Kapranos being the lead singer of Franz Ferdinand. And if you missed out, you missed out. There's nothing that can be done about that.
Old or New Testament?
I think the New Testament.
The question is, Pilate. Remember Pilate from the New Testament?
What is Pilate? He fiddled while...
Yeah, no, well, just a minute. Let me ask the question, then you can give me the answer, okay? Did Pilate want Jesus to be crucified?
Pontius Pilate washed his hands of it.
So did he want him to be crucified?
Yeah.
No. No. No.
Well, tune in every Friday afternoon, 3:30 to the Nardwuar Show. Once again, yeah.
Well, find a good church. It'll help you.
CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Trouble. chance to walk. Now it's late and shadows argue with lampshades. You are changing me and they don't care. Hit all the switches. I have written a note for you.
Les nuits devenaient des jours. était déjà trop
to win it. That is the question that is on both my and Chris's lips right before you tuned in. That was the choir practice off of, I've been playing a few tracks off of this this compilation called the Music Appreciation Society Presents Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. And it really is a good look at the local music scene in Vancouver. It's got the Evaporators, the choir practice, Great Aunt Ida, all of which I played songs off of. It's also got Pink Mountaintops, Superconductor, The Battles and Enemies, this Book of Lists. Really good look at what Vancouver's local music scene. If you're new to town and you like music, then you might want to check this out, and you could catch up all at once and form opinions on all these bands. 21 different bands with a single album. So many opinions. But Shindig is coming up tomorrow, and the choir practices is up in the finals, as is Victoria, who are also very good, and the Oregon Trail, who I haven't seen live, but I really like their band name. So I wish them all the best of luck. Come on, it's a great band name, the Oregon Trail. But anyhow, concerts coming up. Wolf Mother's playing with Silver Sun Pickups tomorrow at the Commodore, or not tomorrow, today at the Commodore. Joanna Newsom's playing with Smog tomorrow at St. Edward's Brothers Church, but that's an early show, so you could still make it to Shindig afterwards. That's what I'm doing. Spankrock's playing at Shine on the 7th. Handsome Family's playing at Richards on the 7th. Dandy Wind is coming back to town with the Doers. Hot Loins, Fun 100, and Cheerleader Camp at the Video Inn on the 9th. Let's see. Eagles of Death Metal are playing on the 9th at the Commodore. Trail of Dead's playing with the Blood Brothers and Celebration at the Croatian Cultural Center. The Decembers are playing their two rescheduled shows on the 13th and 14th at the Commodore. Akron Family is playing at Richards on the 14th. Low Budget is playing at Shine on the 14th. And Sarah Spleen is playing at Stanley Theater on the 18th. And that's really all the shows that are announced until New Year's. So that's it. That's all you got. You probably don't want any more either anyways, though. But what am I going to put on next? Next, I'm going to put on a Victoria track. This is called New Deal, and it is a little low quality, but you can get a pretty good impression of what they actually sound like live, and they're really good. They're better than this live. This is good, but they're better than this live, so come out and see them tomorrow. And I'm sure the Oregon Trail is also awesome. We'll be right back.
And you to result in such insecurity.
Their Majesty's Canadian group called the Majesty's Cult from Lands Where Tales Are Tall. The song's called Shoestring Divider. Make sure you stay tuned for David Barsamian. He's going to be doing his regular alternative radio thingy. The host of the day is Michael Parenti, or guest of the day, I should say. Race, Gender, and Class Struggle. I'm just starting the download right now so you guys can listen to it, who you people out there who just tuned in for that show and actually hate all this music I've been playing for you. You just, but also, coming up next is this sweet song from Nina Simone, remixed and reimagined. This is by Daniel Y, and it's called I Can't See Nobody. I figured it was a good track to close things off with.
Income people of whatever race and gender are more likely to report poor health than upper income people of whatever race and gender. In other words, the morbidity rates have to be explained by looking at class as well as race and gender. But the U.S. government collects data only on race and gender while ignoring class. And now I want to point out that this negligence is not indicative of a lack of class awareness, but of a keen sense of class, a sense of keeping it off the agenda and out of our consciousness. And that is why they will not discuss class.
That's Michael Parenti, and this is Alternative Radio. I'm David Barsamian. This edition of AR features Michael Parenti on race, gender, and class struggle. Albert Einstein once said that it was easier to split the atom than to crack a prejudice. Prejudices abound about all cultures and societies. In the United States, we pretend there is no class or that we are almost all satisfied members of the middle class. Class struggle? What's that about? Are you some kind of Marxist? The evidence is clear and unambiguous. There is massive and growing inequality and huge disparities in wages and benefits. Pensions, health care, paid sick leave, vacations are becoming distant memories, except for the big shots.